Welcome to OregonTollingUpdates.com, the podcast site. I'm your host, Dan Lacey. Glad you could join us this morning. Want to point out a couple of things that we're doing today. First off, in our expert commentary section listed at the very top of our webpage, in that you will find an audio that we are posting. It's going to be, as you scroll down that expert commentary section at the very bottom, it's an hour and 20 minutes, hour and 30 minutes of the audio from the Key Leaders Breakfast that was put on by our Business Advocacy Council about a week and a half ago. Now, in there are six panelists, and I'm just going to quickly name them. Mayor Frank Bubanek, Assistant Director Travis Brower of ODOT, Janice Jarvis, the President CEO of the Oregon Truckers Association, Rory Bialystoski, the Mayor of West Lynn, Representative Jules Walters, and Representative Susan McClain. They go in that order, and each one is asked a question. The first one is Mayor Frank, and he's asked actually two questions first, and then Travis gets the next one, Janice gets the next one, and then they all answer through that panel list, just as a clarification for who's talking when. All that confusion aside, listen to it. It's great. It's telling. A question's asked. Sometimes the answer's not direct at all, and maybe it's a diversion. In our articles this morning, you will note a projects list from ODOT in Article 1. It is interesting to note the Tualatin Bridge and the third lane being added to 205 are not there. The legislative branches voted that in, and ODOT took it away. Is that their call? I'm just asking the question. That's all I'm doing. I thought the legislators were funding it, and ODOT was supposed to be doing the doing it. Just a question I ask. Then in Article 2, you'll notice from John Lay talking about the third lane being added to 205 and how it was promised to the truckers in HB 2017. And what does that mean to them? And what does it mean to us? Interesting article indeed. And he also extracts some information from the Key Leaders Breakfast, of which he was at as well. And then lastly, we point to an article that we did list. We kind of broke in last week. You might have noticed it, but if you missed it, it's a survey that ODOT has given out to the general public to ask which of the three regional mobility pricing projects they want. Which one? The fourth option is not listed there. You think about what that fourth option would be. Oh, wait, that's no option. Like, let's not do this. And West Lynn Mayor Rory Bialystoski gives his take on the survey. Four pages. Took him a while to write it, he told me. And I thought it was very telling to the ODOT survey and his sentiments towards it. Well, he used the word disingenuous, I believe, about the survey. So your take, you've listened to it and figured it out. Lots of stuff going on today. Again, look for the audio and the expert commentary section. This is Oregon Tolling Updates, the podcast site. I'm your host, Dan Lacey, and we will be back next week.